You are invited to the 65th Annual Bethany Baptist Church Spiritual Revival and Missions Conference on August 3rd and August 5th through the 10th. Our keynote speaker will be Reverend Alan Parr Jr., creator of the YouTube ministry The Beat, which stands for Biblical Encouragement and Truth. Plan to join us and be blessed by the Word of God, uplifting praise and worship, and awesome missionary testimonies. We know that you will be encouraged in your faith. For information, visit the Bethany Baptist Church website, bethanybaptist-pgh.org, or call the church office at 412-242-3255. Thank you.
Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. Wade, the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of Religious and Economic Babylon, Part 2. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Religious and Economic Babylon, Part 2.
Well, we talked about Babylon, and we dealt with religious Babylon. And we talked about how that in the end, especially toward the end of the tribulation, that the Antichrist will be over the religions of the world, and that people will worship him. And we saw how that he raised up in Revelation 17, called it a harlot. Right. And she wrote on that beast, and that the Antichrist used this harlot to seduce the religions and for people to follow this system. And then, if you remember, at the end of the tribulation, the Antichrist actually turned on the religions or the harlot and destroyed the harlot. And so that was the destruction of religious Babylon. In Revelation 18, we move to economic Babylon, and we see what's going to take place there in the end time. So we're talking about the fall of Babylon, Revelation 17 and 18. As we look at the, again, in 17, Revelation 17 talks about a religious world system, and Revelation 18 talks about an economic world system. But both chapters refer to the fall of Babylon. So again, so keep in mind now, as we move closer toward the end, you know, you see this great effort of unification, right? To unify the religious systems. You know, I shared with you when we looked at Revelation 17, how that there's this thing called Chrislam, and they're trying to unite Christianity and Islam and make them compatible and make them work together. But, you know, we see that they are diametrically opposed, and, you know, we kind of went into a little bit of the reasons why that can't happen. But there's a unification, saints. If you will look at, if you will look around, there seems to be a unification, you know, a spiritual unification, trying to bring people together. And all of it is to set up this this world system, this religious world system. Well, again, today we are going to look at Revelation 18, and in Revelation 18, verse 2, it says, Babylon the Great is fallen. And so this is talking about an economic world system. Now, and it's talking about the collapse of the financial market. You know, we see a lot today happening. You look at that bank out there in California that collapsed. And, you know, there were reasons why that Silicon Valley bank collapsed. And there was another one that collapsed. And so you look at things like this and you wonder, man, how much longer can, you know, we deal with this before the whole system collapses? Well, I'll tell you what, now there might be a collapse, but, you know, things are going to, you know, kind of, you know, I believe kind of stay in place until, you know, we come to the end, because then there's going to be the big collapse. And that's what Revelation 18 is talking about. It's talking about the collapse of the global financial market. You know, when you look at the fact that, you know, our retirement, you know, especially a couple of years ago, I didn't even want to look at mine because it seemed like it was, every time I got a statement, man, I was losing big chunks of money. And so, you know, we see, you know, the financial system being affected. You know, people talk about Social Security, you know, is that going to, how much longer is that going to be around? So, you know, I'm saying that if we go by what the scripture says, there might be collapses along the way, but there's not going to be the big collapse. The big collapse is not going to come to the end. And so whether it is used literally or figuratively, Babylon represents the commercial capital of the world. And we see that this capital, commercial capital, will be headed by the Antichrist. In Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17, and we've read this verse many times, so let me just read it again. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. So again, I mean, you know, this is a worldwide system, and it's saying that nobody could buy or sell unless they had this mark. Now, you may remember a couple of weeks ago, you know, I showed you a video where this guy, I believe it was in Sweden, he actually is beginning to implant chips. And you know, again, this is not anything that's new, because to some shape or form is being done. But, you know, this guy is actually, and people are going, getting these chips placed under their under the skin in their hand. And all their information is on there. So, you know, I was listening to David Jeremiah the other day, and he was teaching on this, and he was giving an illustration about he went to the grocery store, and he said that there was a lady in front of him that had got a bunch of groceries, and the cashier rang the groceries up. And when the cashier got finished ringing them up, the lady didn't have any money or didn't have any means to pay for it. And he said that, you know, that was, you know, it was kind of embarrassing, you know, for the lady, and then, you know, all the work that the cashier had done. And then Jeremiah made this comment. He said that, just think, you know, if this lady had that chip in her hand, you know, she wouldn't have needed any money and any credit card or anything. You know, the cashier would have just been able to scan her hand, and, you know, her groceries would have been rung up. And so we see that that is the system that we're headed towards. And, you know, this technology is already available, as we saw in that video a couple of weeks ago, where they're already implanting these chips underneath the hands of people with all their information on it. You know, financial information, medical information. You know, the thing that I believe that's going to be on there too, is even like, you know, for my car, you know, I have, you know, I have my key fob, but when I'm sitting in my car, you know, I don't need a key or anything. And this fob might be in my pocket, right? And all I got to do is press the start button on my dashboard and my car starts up. Don't need a key or anything. And so just think, if you got this chip, you know, you probably won't even need the fob. You know, you'll be able to just get in your car and it'll have some kind of recognition, and because we got this facial record. You know, when I was setting up my computer, You know, one of the things that it asks, you know, as far as signing in, you can have a password or you can set it up for facial recognition. So it'll recognize your face and it will let you in. So, you know, even, you know, this whole situation with the car, you know, you can probably have that chip and your car will recognize that chip and start up. So, you know, again, you know, the whole commerce, the whole financial system is headed this way. So as we move in this direction, Revelation 18 tells us about the collapse of this system. Now, there's a guy, and I did a teaching about a year or so ago, and it's called The Great Reset. And there's a guy who was the architect of this Great Reset. His name is Klaus Schwab, and he heads up the World Economic Forum. He's a German man, but you know, he's brought together, you know, leaders of the world, you know, from Canada, President Biden from the United States, you know, from guy from France, you know, all over the world. And they are working on this Great Reset, where they're trying to, you know, reset the economy, reset the environment, you know, just, you know, reset everything. And a big part of it, they use COVID, you know, because with all the shutdowns and lockdowns, you know, they saw that, you know, it can be done. And so their objective is to have control, you know, over the world systems. And so now he's credited with saying this. Now, I read something where somebody did a fact check and said that this was not the exact quote, but I've been listening to a lot of reputable people, and they said that this is, even if this is not the exact quote, that this is kind of the philosophy, and that is, you will own nothing and you will be happy about it. You know, so, you know, you will own nothing. You won't own a car, you won't own a house, you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it. So just think, with all the influence and power that this guy right here has, and for him to make a statement or something similar to this statement, just think about what that means. You know, that means at some point that again, you won't own anything, but somebody's going, help me Holy Ghost. You might not own anything, right? But somebody is going to own it. And so this is the objective. And so that's why, you know, as we move toward Revelation 18, you know, we see this world financial system. And so things like this, you know, are just leading up to this financial system that one day will be controlled and ruled by the Antichrist. Charles Purcell sent me this a couple of weeks ago, and that is, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are developing a new form of currency. And so again, that's that one world currency, right? So here you've got leaders. Now, you know, the only one I is not here is United States, but I'm sure that, you know, at some point, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, you look at Russia and China and South Africa, you know, I mean, these are all major players in the world today, and they are developing a new form of currency. So again, you know, what is this moving towards? It's all moving toward this system. You know, the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. Now, you know, we know that God, the Father, Yahweh, El Elyon, God, the Most High God, we know that he's the ruler and he's over everything. But Satan, when it says that Satan is the god of this world, what does that mean? It means that he's the god of the world systems, right? The systems of this world, the financial. And again, you know, we're not talking about, you know, all of the systems. We're talking about the systems that have been influenced by him, the systems that have been corrupted, the system that this Antichrist will take control of when he comes, that Satan is the god of this world systems. And so we, you know, we see, and you know, again, it's like I said a couple of weeks ago, technology is a blessing. You know, I don't know about you, but I like going to the store. And, you know, and if I don't have money, I got my credit card and I can put my credit card with the chip in it and it pays for my groceries. Man, that's that's a convenience. I look at it as a blessing. So when we look at the way things are headed, you know, and even going back to this right here, you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it. You know, the fact is you'll be blessed, right? And you will see it as a blessing. Like, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Come on now, somebody help me out here. I'm not the only one that sees this technology as a blessing. And so we look at it as a blessing, but then the God of this world, this God of this world systems, he's going to get his hand in things. He's going to get into things, and that's where it becomes corrupted, right? And so you can see how when Brazil and Russia and India and China and South Africa, when they developed this new form of currency, man, you can look at that. Wow, you know, that's a good thing, right? That you'll be able to travel from these different countries, and you won't have to worry about cash exchange. You won't have to worry about getting another form of currency. That'll be great. That'll be a blessing, right? And so that's the way that it's going to be promoted. That's the way that we're going to receive it. That it's going to be a blessing. You know, however, you know, when you think about it, as I read this verse in Revelation 13, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and no one was able to buy or sell unless they had the mark. So again, you know, we see all this that we look at as being a blessing. You know, we see that one day the Antichrist will step in and he will use it for his own nefarious means. Now, the other thing that I want to say as we get into Revelation 18, and that is this, what is one of the things that's driving the world today? Is greed. Greed is driving the world today. You know, just think about, why do some of these politicians get in trouble? Well, one reason is because they have insight as to when a stock is going to drop or something is going to collapse. And so what do? You know, they pull their money out, right? These are government leaders that know this. These are government leaders that are doing this. And why is that? You know, because they love their money. They don't want to lose their money. I don't know anybody that wants to lose their money. And so, you know, you come to the point where greed takes over. Notice what Paul told Timothy, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, for people will be lovers of money. Lovers of money. You know, you think of that song by the OJs, money, 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 money. You know, all the things that people will do for money. People will rob their mother, you know, steal from their brother. A woman will sell her body for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight. It's that mean, 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 mean green. So, you know, in the last days, people will be lovers of money, greed. And so, you know, as we look at Revelation 18, we see how things are moving in that direction. You know, we see with that statement by Klaus Schwab, the fact that you'll own nothing and be happy, right? We see this currency being developed, and then, you know, we see people becoming more and more greedy. You know, what is greed? Your greed is a selfish and excessive desire for more of something than is actually needed. And then you allow yourself to be controlled by that desire. So, you know, would to God that his people would not be consumed with greed. You know, I tell people, and I don't want any, and I said this before, and so I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. So let me explain the statement before you judge me. You know, I don't love money, but I love my money, right? I don't love money, but the money that God has blessed me with, you know, I love to, you know, pay my bills. You know, I love to give money to the church. You know, I love to help ministries out. I love to help people that are in need. You know, I love to, you know, have money to be able to, you know, take care of my needs. So, you know, again, I don't love money, but the money that God has blessed me with, you know, I want to love that in a way that I'm glorifying him. So again, you know, I know that that statement can sound kind of contradictory there, but, you know, we should love what God has blessed us with and use it for his honor and glory. But a lot of times greed comes in there and people get selfish and they want excess for more and more, and then they're controlled by that. So again, this whole system is driven by greed. And then what, you know, what are the causes of greed? I call them the three D's. Dread, I fear I might lose everything, so I better get all I can, right? And so again, that goes back, and we see in Revelation 18, it says that the kings of the earth have gotten into bed with this system, right? So who are the kings of the earth? The politicians, right? Not every politician, but some politicians. And why do they get in there? Because of greed. You know, again, if you got an inside tip that a stock is going to fall and you got money invested and then you start pulling your money out, right? You know, again, that's being driven by greed, desire, a craving to have more than you actually need. And then delight. I want to experience the delights and pleasures of more things to give me more pleasure. So this system, you know, is going to be fully realized in Revelation 18 in Babylon, in economic Babylon. So let's get into the scripture. We see again the destruction of Babylon. Who is the revealer of this destruction? We'll notice in Revelation 18, verse 1, John says, "And after these things, another angel came down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen, and has become the habitation of demons and every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." So the revealer of this destruction is an angel that will come down from heaven. Notice what it says, he will have great power, that God will give this angel great power, and that he will brighten the earth with his glory. You know, the whole earth will be brightened with his glory. So even Babylon will see the glory of this angel. And then he's going to announce the fact that Babylon will fall, economic Babylon. So again, I've spent the first 10 minutes, saints, building us up to this point with this one world currency.
Thank you for joining us today on In Kirk in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Religious and Economic Babylon, Part 2. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Religious and Economic Babylon, Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Religious and Economic Babylon, Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org. Request Religious and Economic Babylon, Part 2, from our Bible Prophecy Series. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire Sun Bible Prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayer. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, come from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.